It is time now for Oh, the Humanities, taking a look at events and happenings and scholarship and research and public events on campus and around the state of North Carolina with regard to the humanities and the public humanities. Joined now in the studio, not by Max Orr, but by Rachel Shavitz, who is here helping us out this time around. And we've got a special guest, which we'll get to in just a second, for an event that's coming up on Thursday, not on campus, but elsewhere in North Carolina. But Rachel, thanks for being here in the studio today.
Oh, it's always great to be here.
Yeah. Okay, before we even start, Oscars went exactly
as... Did I call it?
Yeah, yeah, pretty
much. I mean, I really should have put money on the Oscars this year. I was like 90%. Now, next year, I'll get it all wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was great 1 year. I won this Oscar party that I went to in 2003, so the year that Lord of the Rings won everything.
Yeah.
I was the one person in the group that predicted that and walked out with like $200 worth of prizes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Definitely
and
did not do that.
And never predicted anything right ever again. So, what are we talking about this time around? We've got an event that's coming up on Thursday at Carteret Community College, and it's a conversation that is always timely, but particularly now.
Yeah, so we at Carolina Public Humanities, we always try to do a ton of local events, but part of our mission is also to branch out across the state to really help the university serve the entire state of North Carolina. And our natural allies and best collaborative partners are our community colleges. So for at least 2.5 years now, I've been taking faculty on the road, and we just pile into a rental car and hit the road, and we show up at a fabulous community college campus, and usually the audience is 50-60% community members from the area where we're going to be, and the rest are students at that college. And it can be on a topic that's of interest to them. They maybe have heard of some of our more rock star scholars and request them by name. We really try to just give them whatever it is that would be most helpful to them and make that happen. And so in this case, this week, we are taking two great scholars down to Carteret Community College in Morehead City. 3 hours one way and 3 hours back the other way in one day. We're going to be best friends by the end of this trip.
Yeah.
And they specifically asked us to come down and do a program that will help the community talk about race.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's how we got Dwight on board.
Awesome. And the event is it two different speeches with two different titles? Is
it's
that what I'm
looking
talks,
at
here? It's two
talks, but we're going to Dwight and Jennifer Ho are co-presenting both, if I'm not mistaken. And one of the most awesome things, sort of off topic, is Carteret Community College is really well renowned for their culinary arts program. So lunch is designed and served and cooked by the culinary arts students for the community and for the scholars and everybody who's going to be there. And so we have to make sure to carve out enough time to enjoy what is going to be a really killer lunch. And this is my fourth or fifth time down there, and every time it's unbelievable.
That's awesome. So the event is two-titled, Beyond Tolerance, Diversity in Our Communities, and Living in a Mixed Race America. And the speakers are Jennifer Ho and Dwight Tanner. Dwight Tanner joining us here in the studio as well. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
And tell us about your background. You're still a PhD student in the Comp Lit department? Comp Lit English department,
yeah,
right?
English, yeah. Comp Lit.
I went to Rutgers. They were separate. Now they're together, and I'm still having trouble with that. So what is your research on?
So I focus on a lot of things, contemporary literature, generally speaking. But I do a lot of work with multi-ethnic literature, with sort of critical race theory, exploring kind of the stories we tell about race.
Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Ho also works in critical race theory. So for people who don't know, what is critical race theory?
Critical race theory is, again, it's kind of thinking again about sort of the stories we tell about race in a lot of ways. It comes out of legal studies originally, to be honest, and thinking about sort of like the legal construction of race, and then moving to sort of continue to think about the way that we sort of reconstitute these sort of stories about race.
What would be like a real-world example? I know that's a huge, huge question.
Yeah, it's a pretty big question.
Just pick one example out of the pile.
Well, so for example, like, you know, so Ta-Nehisi Coates, in his book, Between the World and Me, sort of makes a really sort of great argument about the way that for the majority of U.S. history, you know, black bodies in America were sort of thought of as being less than human, or in sort of other kind of narratives were thought of as being, you know, in need of supervision in order to sort of justify slavery, basically. And one of the things we kind of have to remember is that despite emancipation, wherein it becomes illegal to own people, to own slaves, these stories still sort of continued. These sort of stories that justified slavery, that dehumanized black bodies, you know, didn't just magically go away.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we continue, they shift, they morph, they change. I mean, this is how we end up with, you know, Jim Crow laws, how we end up with sort of segregation. And again, there's these sort of stories we tell today that justify similar kind of oppressions and inequalities, such as, you know, if we look at kind of inequalities in the justice system. We tell ourselves stories about why this sort of naturally happens, but there isn't really anything natural about it.
Mm-hmm. And these are stories that just get reinforced over and over again in culture, right, too, as well as the law
literature.
Yeah, and
in so many
literature.
Different ways.
Yeah. So what is, like, your research focuses on 21st century American British literature, right?
Yes.
So how does that translate into, or how does your work translate into critical race studies?
Well, I would say one of the things that I'm really kind of interested in and that I think is going to be so valuable about this symposium?
Seminar. Super fun day.
Absolutely. I mean, definitely sort of like a workshop. So it won't be a situation where Dr. Ho and I are just kind of standing in the front talking, but instead what we're trying to do is help people get talking about race. You know, one of the sort of main misconceptions about race is this idea that we shouldn't talk about race, that it's somehow racist to talk about it. But if we actually kind of continue with that line of thinking, then all that does is sort of maintain the status quo. We do know that there are all sorts of racial oppressions and racial inequalities, and if we don't talk about them, then they're not going to change.
And the stories that you're referring to are stories that are just all over. So if we don't think about them and we don't notice them and we're not conscious of them, then we'll just keep getting them reinforced, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and Rachel, I know you study film, so the same thing,
absolutely.
These same stories reinforce themselves in film, and there are also ways of sort of pushing back against that, too, right?
Remember last time I was here, I said, we got to go have another talk about
Black Panther. Yes, yeah.
Which, I mean, there are talks all over campus and all over the world right now about it, but one thing that's really interesting about our event on Thursday is that in addition to our usual suspects of sort of community members and community college students, we're also going to have a class of 20 middle schoolers in attendance at this event.
Nice.
Which is going to be a nice challenge for Dwight and Jennifer to tailor their presentation to 14-year-olds, 22-year-olds, and 65-year-olds. However, what is amazing about that opportunity is that it's going to allow us to, rather than have someone talked to have all of these different generations engaging with each other and talking about something that's sticky, that's complicated and tricky, especially in the South, to talk about these issues. And for the youngsters and the elders to have a chance to have that conversation at the same time in the same place with really qualified people running the show like Dwight and Jennifer, I feel like we're in for a really amazing afternoon.
Speaking with Rachel Shavitz and Dwight Tanner, humanities.unc.edu is Carolina Public Humanities website for more information on a whole bunch of upcoming events, including this one, which is going to be at Carteret Community College on Thursday throughout the day. And one of the really fascinating things about speaking with middle schoolers about this, and I assume you end up with the same thing with 22-year-olds and 65-year-olds, too, is with respect to this particular issue, you're asking people to notice things that they've been surrounded by forever and have just completely taken for granted. And that's got to be a really difficult thing to get people to see, but it's also got to be rewarding when they do, right?
Yeah, sure. And I think that in addition to sort of helping them just sort of see it, but, you know, have sort of the tools to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I think that we, and to a certain extent, we see these things, but since we don't know how to talk about it, we don't know how to engage with them, we are, to a certain degree, kind of blinded.
Yeah. So what are you actually going to be, like, what is your talk on Thursday going to focus on?
So I think, like, so for the first half of the day, very kind of briefly, we're going to try to talk a little bit about, you know, how to talk about race. You know, what do we mean, you know, and also kind of breaking down, I think, the distinction between someone who is sort of like racist versus racism. Because I think that one of the reasons we're so afraid to have this conversation is because we're so afraid of being, you know, accused of being a racist. That's kind of become like the worst thing we can be called. And what's so important to understand is that sort of racial inequalities and racial oppressions don't necessarily occur because of kind of individual, you know, racist ideologies or sort of racial prejudice, but is instead very sort of systemic, it's institutional, and so it doesn't, at the end of the day, we could to some degree make the argument that, you know, there are major limitations to a person's kind of personal religious, racial beliefs, that even if we were to sort of like cure, like, you know, racial prejudice, unfortunately, these sort of inequalities would still continue because, again, they are sort of institutional. So even just kind of talking about that, moving away from sort of thinking about, okay, let's identify who is and who isn't racist, but instead just kind of thinking about racist systems and racist institutions.
Mm-hmm. And I'll chime in for just one second, having heard Jennifer Ho speak on this topic a couple of times, and she's not here, so I'll weigh in a tiny bit. One thing that I've heard her mention many times and that I'm sure is going to come up on Thursday is this idea that folks are afraid of saying the wrong thing, so they just don't say anything at all. I don't know the correct term, let's say, for this particular person, so I'm just going to ignore the entire situation and not ask them because that might be rude. And there's this whole culture of offense giving and taking that prevents us from moving past where we are. And so what we're really hoping to achieve with this entire day across the board is feeling more comfortable having this conversation so that you can break away that nervousness and that scared energy and say, I don't know what I'm supposed to say right now. That's okay. And for you to be okay with someone not knowing what to say, and for you personally to be okay not knowing what to say. And like, let's just work through this together and try to make progress.
Yeah.
Humanities.unc.edu is the website for more events and happenings from the Carolina Public Humanities, including this one, which is happening on Thursday. Rachel, anything else coming up that people want to know about?
Oh, man, we got a ton. So if you go to humanities.unc.edu, you can just search Humanities on the Road, and that's all of the stuff that we've got going on outside of the Triangle area. And these are in collaboration with lots of different community colleges and lots of different scholars and activists all around the state. As far as what we've got going on right here in town, just go to our calendar and there's a zillion different things. You know, we've got all kinds of, you know, French language lunches and bookstore talks at Flyleaf and, you know, happy hour at Back Bar, everything you can think of. March and April, we've got like a program a day.
You've got one coming up next week, Wednesday, right? In Goldsboro.
I'm going to be back on the road. So that one is, it's an awesome talk on how roles for women have changed over a century of American filmmaking. So what we can learn about what society was okay with based on what kind of heroines we had in Hollywood film. So I'm going to be doing, you know, Lillian Gish up through Wonder Woman in an hour. I better...
And potentially Black Panther as well,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. Especially, I mean, just talking about the costumes between Wonder Woman and Black Panther, I could do 20 minutes on that. Like.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. All right. Humanities.unc.edu is the website. Go there and find out more information about all of the events and happenings coming up on campus and off. Rachel Shavitz, Dwight Tanner, thank you so much for being here.
We are so happy to be here.
Yes, thank you.